It's Ava, Sweet But Psycho on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. I'm Orlena Kane. Alana Cameron, Twisted Sisters, with you at 747. And Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in talking about gratitude and humility, which could equal kindness and more of it in your life. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So we're talking about kindness, or we're talking indirectly about kindness, but gratitude and humility kind of going hand in hand.
That's right. You know, this morning we're talking about the practice of gratitude as a direct route to success and happiness. And I know we were, you know, we've talked about gratitude. Is it something that's being overused? You know, it gets thrown out a lot in terms of, practice gratitude, be grateful. But what is that all about, right? Mm-hmm. So for this morning's discussion, I'm going to draw significantly from what's called positive psychology. And so while a basic definition of gratitude is the action of being grateful, that's no surprise, right? Mm-hmm. In positive psychology, gratitude is not only an action, it's a positive emotion that comes from a deep appreciation for someone or something that produces lasting positivity. So it's more than just, you know, being grateful, like saying, oh, thanks for that. Yeah. It's a whole way of living.
Yeah, I think people kind of glaze over stuff nowadays. You know, someone brings you in a coffee or, you know, does something for you, like, oh, thanks. But you don't really, like, get into feeling too much of the emotion behind the kind acts that people do anymore. It's kind of like glazed over.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, gratitude is actually a bigger thing, right? Mm-hmm. It comes from humility, which means being humble. So, you know, there's certain people in your life, maybe they're really down to earth, and no matter what they've achieved in their lives, they're just great to be around.
Right.
That's that being humble.
Like Keanu Reeves, Alana.
Right?
Yeah. Honest to God, that guy, that actor, he even though as rich as he is, he takes the subway. You see him buying meals for the homeless. He hangs out and talks to anybody. He's just, you know, and doesn't even broadcast how much he has, money or whatever. He gave away a bunch of his money from The Matrix.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to live that lavish lifestyle like some.
But he seems happier, humble.
That's right, because I think what you're talking about is when you see he's humble versus someone who's more pretentious, right?
Right.
He's much easier to kind of engage with. And yes, according to research, he's happier as well. So, and gratitude has been described, I've heard it described before as like the overflow of a humble heart. So humility comes before gratitude. So no matter what you achieve, what you become, what you have, if you have humility, gratitude will not feel forced. It's just going to flow naturally for you. So if you have a hard time with gratitude, you know, you have to really check your ego and kind of climb down off that ladder and think about the journey, those who helped you, those who loved you, and those who give you a piece of themselves in whatever way they can. So, and the other point of this is that sometimes people will say, well, yeah, of course you're grateful. You've got everything you want. Like, Keanu Reeves, of course he's grateful. Like, he's got everything. Okay. Right. So, but that's not actually the case. That's not where it comes from. Gratitude is something that builds success, because when you are grateful, even when bad things happen, you can see opportunities, new relationships, and even financial gain. So that's where that whole practice of gratitude is found to lead to success, because you are so open to the opportunities that come from harder times.
Yeah. We're going to talk more with Dr. Julie Galthorpe coming up in just a moment. We're talking humility and gratitude coming up. This